Welcome to Stop Saying the Wrong Things to the Right People, How to Build Better Relationships and Quadruple Closing Ratios, presented by Karen Lawrence. Karen Lawrence is a speaker, business advisor, business owner, and entrepreneur whose passion is helping others achieve their goals. She has a strong background in all aspects of business and has written and published articles on business development, finance, and personal growth. Karen has successfully trained and educated her clients, saving them tens of thousands of dollars while increasing their net worth by hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now she's going to help you stop saying the wrong things to the right people. Here's Karen Lawrence.
The fact that you're listening to this right now means that effective communication is important to you and you are open to changing and growing. So let's get started. What if there was a way you could communicate with people in your life, your children, your life partner, or your prospective clients and employees in such a way that you get more of what you want and they get more of what they want too? What if the way you interact with someone could increase your perceived value by as much as 300%? Or if you're in business or sales, quadruple your closing ratios. Wouldn't you agree that it's worth a little of your time to learn how this can be done? The experts in personality and human behavior have determined through their own methods that there are four primary personality types. I want you to listen all the way through this recording because I'll take you through each of those four primary personality types and teach you not only how to recognize these characteristics in the people in your life, but provide you with examples of what to say and what not to say ever. This will be useful information you can implement immediately in both your personal and business life. I won't waste your time with a lot of filler content and fluff, just enough to illustrate the message. Also, no six-syllable words to test your intellect or to make myself look more intelligent either. As you're listening, keep in mind that I'm not a therapist. You're using this information at your own risk or benefit, and I'm only sharing bits and pieces of what I've learned about personalities and human behavior over the past several years. When I use the terms never and always, it refers to communication with people who are pure in character of the personality type we're speaking about. But since nobody, at least nobody I personally know, is 100% one type, neither is the application of the terms never and always. There you go. That explanation was a little extra bonus for you analytical types out there. So let's have some fun with this. And in the next few minutes, we'll go through the four main personality types. Think about yourself and the people in your life. You may have a little giggle to yourself as you start to associate certain behavioral characteristics with those people, and that's okay. It's all about having fun and getting along and understanding how everybody interacts with each other. In recent years, with the mass reintroduction of the law of attraction, some people have come to the conclusion that there's no need to compromise, accommodate, or make an effort to truly get along because we simply attract those who are similar to us. Also, through the law of attraction, we'll attract the perfect mate, get all the clients and customers we can handle, and have a wonderful, perfect life full of people just like us. Okay, I can agree with that to a point. I believe we attract what we put out in the world. But for me, I want to attract it all. I don't want to just settle for having people in my life that are exactly like me. How boring would that be? Combine the law of attraction mentality with our instant gratification and instant results mentality, and you can easily see that the art of communication has been lost to some. This is because a simple and highly critical part of communication process has been overlooked by many, and that is taking the time to learn about the person with whom you're communicating. We're all so different, yet many of us seem to have such a high level of intolerance when others are different from us. If you don't think the same way as us, don't act, react, interact the same way we do, if you really think about it, it's a little mind-boggling. Have we lost the art of compromise? Do we no longer have the ability to understand others' perspectives? What about communication? That's the big buzzword of the century, isn't it? We say, you aren't communicating effectively. That, I believe, is very true, and I'm here to help. Effective communication is the reason people seemingly get along with everyone, and certain salespeople have loyal followers and can sell ice cubes to Eskimos, so to speak. Why? The reason is simple. They are the people who pay attention to the person in front of them. They watch body language, sometimes subconsciously, ask the right questions, and pay close attention to the answers. And then they seem to instinctively know just the right thing to say to make someone feel better or to close that deal. Ineffective communication? Well, that's the reason why someone can say something seemingly harmless to them, yet to someone else, the person hearing it, it can have a devastating impact on that person. If you want the world to be a better place, you try to get along, not because you have to, not because you should. Rather, it's because you want to. It's to your own advantage. By making others feel comfortable and really trying to relate to them and understand them, you get more of what you want out of your personal life and your business. If we only communicate to our own primary personality type, you know, the people who are just like us, we may be effectively only communicating with 25% of the people that we interact with, which means 75% are getting left out. Is that what you really intend to do? Only speak to 25% of the people out there in an effective way? What about personal relationships? Does a parent just give up on a child with a different personality than their own? Of course not. They may say that child is different or doesn't respond the same way as the other children respond. Perhaps all they needed was to be told something or asked something in a slightly different way. We do this in our marriages and other interpersonal relationships too. Instead of communicating with our spouse or significant others the way they can relate to, we continue to communicate in the manner that's most comfortable to ourselves. Now, I'm not saying you should compromise who you are. I'm simply saying you should be respectful of who the person is with whom you're communicating. Does this sound like work to you? A little out of your comfort zone? It might seem like that at first, but that's because society has ingrained into us that we should be who we are, authentic and true to ourselves. But I don't believe being authentic and true to yourself means you're supposed to neglect, ignore, or brush off others because they have a different communication style. Being an authentic person is about your lifestyle. It's not intended to be about intolerance or being neglectful or insensitive to others. You do agree with that, don't you? In business, some of us are taught to practice and give our pitch in an attempt to convince or persuade people to buy our products and services. Sure, that's okay if you're going to sell by process of elimination and have a hit or miss attitude. There is truly an art to the sales process. The art is in knowing your client, reading them, and asking the right questions so you can provide the solutions in a manner they can relate to. You might have the answers in your pitch, but the pitch itself or the fact that you're doing a pitch may be the ultimate turnoff to that one person and the deal breaker itself. A key to mastering the art of sales is by mastering the art of communication. It is by learning how to ask the right questions and respond according to the answers. Based on the responses and reactions, you can determine what the primary personality type is of that person you're interacting with. Then, provide them with the solutions they're looking for in a manner that puts them at ease and is easy for them to comprehend. Essentially, you'd be speaking their language. Now, sales trainers for years have been pushing the concept that we buy with emotion and justify that purchase with logic. I agree that people buy with emotion. But to get to that place where the customer is ready emotionally to buy is different for each one of us. As we explore some of the emotional triggers of each of the four primary personality types and their communication styles, keep in mind that no one personality type outshines the other or is preferable to another, but they all complement each other in different ways. Also, no one is ever a pure type, one single type. We're all a mix of the four personality types to some degree or another. Yet most do have a predominant style. Nail down that predominant style and you're on your way to success. If you can determine both the primary and the secondary type, you almost definitely can seal the deal, so to speak. Certainly, you can be a much more effective communicator. The label we put on each of the four personality types isn't important. It's the characteristics and how to interact that's key. And I certainly don't want you talking to your children or a business prospect saying things like, oh, you're an analytical type, or you're so wishy-washy, I need to talk to you like this or like that. This is for informational purposes only, to help you grow and to help you communicate more effectively with the people in your lives, not to chase them away by putting even more labels on them. So here's some insight into some of the characteristics to watch for. For those of you who are familiar with the ABC type of labels that we've put on personalities, you know, the A-type personality that we hear all over the media and such, we're going to go backwards in that typical order, and we're going to start out with that type D personality. You know the type, everybody's friend, the amiable type. Let's go over some typical characteristics of this person, keeping in mind that nobody's 100% one type or another. So these types of people, the amiable type D, everybody's friend type personalities, they're the peacemakers. Sometimes they tend to be a little on the quiet side and wait for somebody else to take the lead. They don't like conflict at all. Yeah, they can be wishy-washy too. They either can't commit at all or they overcommit to please you because they simply have a difficult time saying no. They're definitely the people pleasers, not as a negotiation and a win-win type way, but as a way of life. They just want everybody to win. They want everybody to be happy. They're sort of the go-with-the-flow types and supportive of everyone. They definitely prefer somebody else to make all the decisions for them. They go along with the crowd. They're the kind that everybody else is doing it, so I should do it too. But that being said, they really don't like to change much, so they're going to be persuaded to do something just because everybody else is doing it and only because they don't want to be left out, because then they'd be different. They also tend to be a little compassionate, and they do need approval on the decisions that they make. Some clues to watch for with these types to sort of trigger you to see that this is an amiable type personality is that they definitely have a positive response to everything, but maybe they're a little hesitant even though they're positive. Watch the reaction when you tell a story of someone else's success. Do their eyes light up? Do they seem impressed? There's a clue for you. Do they ask you what you think? Do they respond to you with things like, well, if you think that's the best option for me, or they have a friend with them when they're going over a proposal, or say they need to talk to a friend, or tell you things like, well, their neighbor told them that this product was the best or that service was the best. You get where I'm going here? They need to have that reassurance. So what do you do or say to them? You share testimonials with them. These are the people that love testimonials and respond really well to them. Or you direct them to the best choice for them, and you tell them why you think it's the best choice. You always want to reaffirm the choice the amiable type personality makes, because they tend to be the buyer's remorse types. They need that reassurance, that confirmation of their decision. And here's what you never want to say to them. You never want to give them too many options or too many details, because they have such a difficult time deciding in the first place that the more information you give them, it's just going to overwhelm them. Never use a selling point of, you can always change your mind, or we have a money-back guarantee, because you can be sure that they'll take advantage of it and they'll bring your product back or get their money back. So those are some of the characteristics and clues to watch out for to help you identify the amiable type of personality. So let's move on to type C, the analytical type, the people that like to have that logical conclusion. This is a fun type of personality. There's some really interesting characteristics that go along with the analytical type. For example, you know, the engineer accountant types, they notice the details and everything. They can't make a decision without having all of the facts and figures. And they only buy because of their bottom line logical conclusion, not yours, but theirs. Often, people with this type of personality seem pessimistic or even critical, but that's not the case. It's really just because they want more information or need more information. They don't like the hype or the pitch, and they decide when they decide. And that doesn't happen until they have enough data and time to analyze it all. Something a lot of people don't understand about the analytical types is they can be very sensitive. They often feel like failures if they're wrong. And the reason is because they feel that they've taken so much time to research and be sure of their decisions. So when they do end up not making the best decision, it really hits them hard. Also, you notice with them that they tend to be deep thinkers. They're the kind that don't just measure twice and cut once. They measure, convert, measure again, run the numbers through an equation, and repeat. And they never just eyeball anything. Here's a really good characteristic of the analytical types. Once you win them over, they're very loyal and very patient people and very dependable. Keep in mind that what you see is what you get with the analytical types, because they don't change their ways very often or very easily. They're the types that write those how-to books or procedural manuals, and they definitely like to be prepared for anything. Because of the time they take to make decisions, they definitely give the impression that this is something really important, a very important decision to them, and that they truly care. And you need to treat them that way. Aesthetics aren't that important to them. They don't want to know about your favorite color. They don't really understand why you have one. Clues to watch for to help you identify that someone's an analytical person? They're the people that ask the questions about the ingredients of something. They want the financial details. They're asking for a total. They want to know exactly how much of that total was tax. They want the history of your company or even the details about your own background because they weigh and measure everything. They are pausers, meaning that they'll have long periods of silence because they're contemplating what you just told them. The worst thing you can do when you get that pause is try to put in another one of your sales pitches. They may not even look you in the eye when you're having a conversation with them because they're processing the information, and that takes a lot of brain power to do that. So for them to look at you, that could be a distraction to their processing. They read the whole article. They take all the pamphlets, and they have lots of details in their own marketing materials if they're in sales or business. They're usually organized and have more factual information. You very rarely see things that they write or hear them saying phrases such as, well, that feels better or that looks better, because it's about the content for them. It's not about how something feels. Keep in mind, even the analytical types still buy an emotion as well. When they have all the information and they're satisfied, that's when they decide to buy. So what do you do? Or what do you say to them? You have to be patient because they don't buy on the spot. They like to analyze it all first. So good luck trying to close them on the first try, because that's probably not going to happen. It's a good idea to reaffirm their need for time to process the information, saying something like, it's so important to get all the information before making a decision like this. And if you need more information, I can get you anything you need. You just won brownie points in their eyes. Be their resource. Follow up with an email with extra links to articles, websites, anything useful for them to learn more from. And a few things you never want to say to them or never want to do with an analytical type. You never want to give them the pitch unless you already have some materials for them to take home and read afterwards. They're okay with a well thought out presentation, though. That's different than a sales pitch. You never want to say today only or limited time offer or try to push them into purchasing right now. They don't care. They'd rather pay full price for something and get it right than get something on sale and know that they purchased the wrong item or made the wrong decision. They don't care that much about what other people think. Testimonials aren't a big part of it for them. Statistics are. Don't question their logic unless you're prepared for them to defend it until the bitter end. It takes a lot for them to change their mind once they've decided on something. So hopefully that gives you a little more insight into the analytical type personality. Let's get on to the next one, the socialite expressive type, commonly known as a type B personality. This is a fun type. Do you ever go to an event or something and somebody's talking all the time and they've got a crowd of people around them? That's the socialite. They're easy to spot. They're the ones with the messy desk because they have so much going on. They tend to be a natural salesperson or storytellers, radio personalities, or TV personalities. Definitely the extrovert type. Great motivators. They can get people to go along with them in whatever project they're trying to get going. They'd rather talk than do. The reason why they're so persuasive is because of their enthusiasm and their positive energy. But they do tend to be a little impulsive sometimes and easily distracted as well. It is so important for this expressive type of personality to be liked. Their feelings are hurt if not everybody likes them. They want everybody to love them. They love to be the center of attention. They don't like to be outshined by anyone. They have lots going on all the time. They love to run events like fundraisers. They're the party planners, the cocktail hour types. It's all about socializing, talking, and people are the most important thing in their lives. Clues to watch out for to identify this expressive socialite type. Again, they're pretty easy to spot. They usually have lots of people around them. They talk a lot, and they laugh out loud. They tend to dress to impress and are very charming one-on-one. How do you want to get them on your side and win them over and communicate in their style? Start off with a compliment. You can compliment them on anything. Be genuine, of course. There's always something you can compliment someone on, whether it's the color of their hair or their smile or their eyes or a project they worked on. Whatever it is, there's always something nice to say. And the more you say it to the expressive socialite types, the more they soak it in and the better they like you. Ask them about themselves. Always laugh at their jokes. They buy because of status often. They want the best of the best, and they love to have people cater to their needs. Some things you never want to say to these types are, statistics show. The only reason they'd say something like that themselves is if that statistic gets them a little more attention. They're also not big fans of paperwork. Because they do like to have people cater to them, the best thing to do is take care of the paperwork yourself. So did that give you some insight into the expressive type socialite personality? Let's move on to the final personality type, the type A personality that we hear so much about. Let's get it done, driver type personality. These people are the leaders. They love to have things their way. You can spot them pretty easy because they're the know-it-alls. They have an answer for everything, but their answer is short. They're very high energy. Sometimes they'll listen to other people just to be nice or because they're curious. Bottom line is they want to know how much it will cost and how soon can they have it, because it's all about business for them and they got to keep moving. They tend to be more object-oriented, goal-oriented, and not so much people-oriented. They like things short and to the point, like bullet points. They're fans of text messaging. Sometimes they can be seen as insensitive because of the shortness, but they just have a lot going on. They just want to keep moving. They have so much on their agenda, they got to get it done. They have no problem with conflict at all because there's always a solution. They're great decision makers. They definitely have high energy, risk-taker type personalities and entrepreneurial spirits. They're not big fans of routines. They like to change things up as much as they can. They tend to delegate well. They do really well as managers or commission salespeople. Something that's important to know about this type of personality is they don't like to repeat themselves, and they might not like it if you do. They're not going to send out reminders to you. They're not going to babysit you. But if they want something and you are the key to them getting it, they'll follow up and they'll be very persistent. They have a goal in mind and they do whatever it takes to get what they want. So if that wasn't enough to identify that driver type personality, here are a couple more clues to look for. Their body language is key. Do they look like they're about to turn and run away? It's not because they don't want to hear what you have to say. It's because they just don't have the time. They need to move on to the next thing. And maybe you're talking to them just a little bit too much. Are their eyes moving around the room? They make eye contact with you if it's in their interest to do so. If they're trying to make a point or trying to persuade you to do something that's to their advantage. So how do you talk to them? In short sentences. Get to the point quickly. Let them know what's in it for them, how much is it going to cost, and why they should buy it, briefly as possible. They make decisions quickly, so you just need to get to the facts quickly. If they're interested, they'll tell you yes or no, and that's going to be it. You're not going to be able to sell them on anything. They know what they want, and they know what they don't want. It's as simple as that. So what you never want to say to the driver-type personalities, you never want to oversell them or overtell the details. Don't tell them about your dream or your passion, because they really don't care about your dream or your passion. It's all about business for them. No fluff, no compliments, they just don't care. And it might even turn them off, because they're going to pick up on the fact that you're trying to sell them right away, and you might sound a little desperate to them. Don't tell them about all the ingredients or the details of the warranty or how important it is to you. They've already stopped listening as soon as you started speaking about these things. Again, it's all about what's in it for them. And more importantly, how can it help them achieve their goals? So is there anyone in your life that you know that has any of these four personality types? Anybody that you've thought about that a certain personality type stands out as the predominant one? Here are some final thoughts. Remember, we're all a combination of all four types. It is rare, but there are some people who are more difficult to determine the primary personality type because they don't have one that really stands out amongst the others. I'm one of those people. I've had several personality tests done on me, and I tend to be pretty equal parts of all four of the main personality types. Interesting. With people such as myself that are pretty even amongst the four personality types, we need a little bit of detail because of the analytical side, a little compliment every now and then, and a little bit of fun for the expressive part of our personalities. The point is, know who you're speaking to. If you have employees, for example, put them in positions that suit their primary personality types. Don't put an analytical type personality into a public relations position. And if you're choosing a team for a difficult task, it's a good idea to have representation from each of those primary personality groups on your team for a balanced approach. My passion is to share the knowledge and insight I've gained over the years in a way that's understandable and easily accessible to the masses. The credit is given to all the teachers, coaches, advisors, mentors, authors, friends, and family who I learn from every day. Maybe the right person will listen to this and it will save a relationship with a child or a spouse, or save a business transaction that would have otherwise been doomed to fail. Whatever the reason, if only one person's life is just a little bit better because of this presentation, I've done my job. I hope this has been helpful for your business, and I want to thank you for listening.
If you'd like to know more about the other programs offered by Karen Lawrence and SuccessInLeaders.com, or you would like to speak to Karen about a project or about speaking to your organization or group, we invite you to email Karen directly. Her email address is Karen@SuccessInLeaders.com. That's Karen@SuccessInLeaders.com. Once again, we thank you for listening. Stop Saying the Wrong Things to the Right People is copyright Success in Leaders, LLC, all rights reserved, and is produced by ProfitTalkNetwork.com.